please the court.
May proceed.
The Director of Revenue's decision of March 10, 2016, affirmed by the Administrative Hearing Commission, requires Cass County to redistribute $966,000 out of Cass County's current Missouri sales tax revenues to the city of Lee Summit in order to correct an overpayment the director determined occurred in the years preceding January of 2012. Those occurred over a period of multiple one-month reporting periods up to that time. In so doing, the Director of Revenue exceeded his statutory authority, as we will explain, and the decision by the Administrative Hearing Commission affirming and putting that decision in place should be reversed. The director goes to great length to avoid discussing what this case really is, which is a refund of sales tax money that is governed by three very specific statutes. The director refers to this transaction or series of transactions which have begun as a redistribution of sales tax revenues, current sales tax revenues, and refers to it as an administrative adjustment. Just the same, no matter what the director wants to call it, we're talking about a refund. Refund is a verb, and as it applies to Cass County, it requires Cass County to repay money, to return money.
But refund it to who?
Pardon me?
We are refunding it to who?
Well,
sounds like a refund means you pay it back to who paid it to you, is that right?
That would be correct.
So are you paying it to the KCP&L, or who are you?
KCP&L would be the party that would appropriately file an application for a refund.
But they did not. So how are you refunding if no one's asked for a refund? You know, I'm asking. I understand this is an odd duck,
uh-huh.
but how can you refund to someone who's not asking for a refund and who won't get the money?
Well, that's the issue before the court, precisely because had KCP&L applied for a refund, and if the refund were successful in KCP&L's favor, KCP&L would have gotten the money back and could have paid it to Lee Summit.
Well, their argument is that they paid the exact right amount. It was allocated incorrectly, so that's not a refund case.
That would change nothing on the side of Cass County, because for Cass County, they still have to repay the money. The procedures and the machinations that would go forth once the money was repaid, if there had been a timely and proper refund, is a different issue, but it doesn't change the fact that it is a refund. Whether or not they want to characterize it as the correct amount and how the balance would come out if the money were refunded and what remedies Lee Summit would have vis-a-vis KCP&L doesn't change the fact that it's a refund, because...
What if the director, in response to a request for a refund, said, well, refund isn't appropriate because you did, in fact, owe the tax, and we just, based upon your representations, paid it to the wrong party?
The way this came to be was there was an audit done by the Director of Revenue, and there is a statute that governs what happens in the event that an audit shows that there was an overpayment. Under Section 144.100.4, the person who is the remitter of the tax or the taxpayer has to still apply for a refund. That's the very last section.
But really, was there an overpayment?
Or was there was to Cass County.
Or was there an overdistribution?
There was an overpayment to Cass County.
But not by KCP&L, by the director, right? Because of KCP&L's filing an inaccurate return. You're saying their amended return, you want us to treat it like a request for refund. And I understand why, and I understand why there should be some mechanism. But that doesn't make it a refund if it's not.
Well, it again, from Cass County's perspective, they still have to pay the money back. They were overpaid. I understand that the correct amount of money was actually paid in by KCP&L, but it was KCP&L's erroneous return, which is also dealt with by Section 144.100.
Isn't what you're really complaining about the director's determination to not pay future funds to you until the amount that you've been overpaid is allegedly has been paid to Lee Summit instead? And so that's not a refund. What is that? And you all disagree about that too. Is that a decision? Is that something else?
Well, it certainly is. It certainly is a final order and a decision by the Director of Revenue, and the decision, the document that issued it, came forward as the Court of Appeals in a prior case ruled they must. Indicated that it was an appealable decision under one of two statutes, either 144.261 or 621.050. The problem that comes on the second piece of this is that the director of revenue, once money is paid in to a local, to the non-state fund by a remitter such as KCP&L, there's a statute that says there's only two things the director can do with it, and make these payments of redistribution to Lee Summit or pay it back to KCP&L is not one of the things that the director has any express statutory authority to do.
And they say all they're doing is accepting an amended return, and if every one of those is a decision, there'll be thousands upon thousands upon thousands. Every time they accept an amended return, it'll be appealable, and that it never has been in the past.
Well, they haven't treated it as appealable in the past. However, how many times this happens and how often that is the case doesn't change the fact that the General Assembly was very specific in saying what the Director of Revenue could do with sales tax money once it was paid into the non-state fund. I think an exception would be if the change were made before the money was paid out to Cass County. But the state sales tax, the County Sales Tax Act is very specific. All the director can do is either pay the money to Cass County, or the director's other alternative is to approve or authorize a refund. And neither of those things is happening here. What's happening here is a taking of Cass County's current sales tax money, paying it to Lee Summit, and the statutory prohibition on doing that is the director hasn't got the authority to do that. And there's some good policy reasons for this, because the director is, in essence, calling the winners and the losers between people who are in dispute over non-state funds. And the existence of this as a non-state fund and the specific requirements of what the director must do with the money in the non-state account for Cass County, the non-state sales tax account, what the director must do with it is pay it to Cass County. The director would have authority to grant a refund, but as we've discussed, the procedures for applying for and getting a refund granted haven't taken place. What there is no statutory authority in the text of the Constitution or in the text of the statute, there is no authority for the director to do anything else with those non-state money, and there isn't any for the treasurer to do so also. There is one provision that is very specific in authorizing the director to make adjustments, and I don't think I briefed this, but as I was preparing to come here today, it occurred to me that it'd be worth talking about. There is a provision in what's called the General Refund Statute 144.190, and it's the last section. It was recently recodified to be Section 10. It was 8 before that. And what that does in the event of an audit is if there is a deficiency by the taxpayer and a surplus revealed in the same audit, in that audit period, the Director of Revenue has authority to make an adjustment and balance the two out and determine if there remains still a smaller deficiency or if there remains a surplus. But one way or the other, that term is used, adjustment, in that very specific context. That gives the director the authority to do exactly what one of the concerns is, that we're going to have a number of small transactions during certain periods of time that are going to result in a number of refund applications. Section 144.190.10 addresses a substantial part of that by stating that if it is during the same audit period, deficiency and surplus are identified, it can be adjusted, but there is no way to adjust a historic payment out of the city sales tax, the county sales tax fund under 67.252. There is no way to go back and adjust that historically because the General Assembly has not seen fit to grant that authority to the director. And again, there are very good policy reasons for doing that. And the reason it matters is severalfold. First of all, the Administrative Hearing Commission placed the burden on Cass County to prove that it was not obligated to permit this decision to go forward. There are evidentiary issues. The evidence came in probably pursuant to a statute that would allow it, but it was essentially hearsay and commentary on the content of KCP&L's returns. There wasn't much in the way of evidence that came forward because those records are difficult for Cass County to access. Not impossible, but difficult, the sales tax returns. If you go through the refund process, one refund application would cover any number of these periods. There don't need to be 36 separate refund applications. There can be one. If it's adjudicated in favor of KCP&L, then there is one appeal, and we're right back where we are. But there was a great deal of confusion over the way this was treated from the get-go. We went to the Court of Appeals and sought prohibition under Section 536.150, and the Court of Appeals said prohibition wasn't appropriate. We got to exercise the statutory remedies. A proper order and decision with proper notice of those came forward. But doing it the right way matters. Procedurally, it makes sense, and from a standpoint of honoring the General Assembly's wish that the non-state funds be accessed only in a certain way, the case needs to be reversed.
And so there is a proper mechanism if Cass County was overpaid, and if it were to turn out you all agreed that was the case, what mechanism could be used by the director to get back the overpayment?
The director's issue then turns on KCP&L, the remitter of the tax.
But what if they just overpaid you?
And they don't ask for a refund?
Right, because okay. They have not.
in the situation where KCP&L doesn't request a refund, it's like any other situation where the remitter or payer of the tax doesn't strictly adhere to refund statutes. They're there to protect the income stream and the budgetary integrity of local government and state government too. The body of case law is legion for those that state that the failure to apply for a refund and to follow the refund procedures bars the refund. There is a provision in an Exhibit B, that's in the record, and I don't think it's paginated, so I can't tell you, but it was submitted by the Administrative Hearing Commission, where KCP&L waived the statute of limitations claim to an additional assessment by Lee Selman to fix this problem. Why KCP&L didn't apply for a refund to get the money and do it the right way, I don't know.
What if the director just makes a mistake, like it confuses Cass County and Cole County, just accidentally sends the money? There's nothing wrong with the return filed by KCP&L. How does the director get the money back that it wrongly paid out?
In that situation, I do not know how the director gets it back if it isn't on account of a reporting error on the part of the remitter of the tax.
Thank you.
Thank you.
May it please the court. No one disputes that on the merits, Cass County received nearly $1 million in tax revenue that belongs to Lee Summit. Instead, this case is about how long Cass County can interpose and string out procedures to avoid having to pay Lee Summit's money back. The Director of Revenue, as this court just noted, wants to accept an amended return and then have it be automatically processed to recode the money properly based on incoming tax revenues. The Administrative Hearing Commission asserted that it could review this decision and impose notice and appeal rights, and Cass County now asserts that even further procedures are necessary because this needs to go through a refund application process. But under the state constitution and statutes, the director has a clear statutory authority and duty to collect and promptly credit revenue to local counties. And if this court were to interpose those procedures, it would result in great delays throughout the processing of amended returns and potentially as a precedent in the processing of many other types of returns as well. As this court noted, this case is not a refund statute because there is no money to be refunded. If you look at the context of the statutes, there's a clear line drawn between statutes that between errors on returns, where the error is simply a coding error, a distribution error, some sort of misreporting, and situations where something is wrong with how much the taxpayer turned over to the Director of Revenue. In cases where the taxpayer didn't pay enough or paid too much, you either have an assessment or a refund case. Those are carved out from the areas of corrections and omissions that can be made just based on the statute itself administratively. But in this case, there is no money that is due back to the utility, which is why the utility hasn't filed a refund action. That's why this case isn't a refund action. The Administrative Hearing Commission lacked jurisdiction over this case, moreover, because this is not a decision within the statutes giving the Administrative Hearing Commission jurisdiction, nor could it be because this decision is given by law to the director itself. This is an administrative action. It's not a decision such as an assessment or a refund case between parties, nor is this a situation where
Do we have to distinguish? I understand your argument why you think it's not a refund case and opposing counsel thinks it is, and your argument that simply accepting an amended return is not a decision. But what about taking the money back from Cass County? Isn't that something that has to be subject to review? Accepting the amended return that shows who should have gotten what even if we accept your argument, that's not a decision, therefore not subject to review by the AHC. You made a decision to take money back from Cass County, and where is that authority, and isn't that reviewable in some way?
So in the end, we think that should have been reviewable by common law writ. Obviously, we couldn't appeal from the Western District decision because that writ was quashed, and we were the victor in that case.
But didn't the director say writ wasn't appropriate because there was other remedies at law that Cass County had available to him?
That was the sua sponte reasoning of the Western District. We didn't urge that in the case. We urged them to say that there was no claim on the merits, that the coding error was undisputed and that the money belongs to Lee Summit.
Instead of calling this a refund case, you're characterizing it as a mere adjustment, true?
Right. And, you know, perhaps the best term would be accepting a return and processing a return, both of which we think are non-discretionary acts by the director.
But, I mean, isn't there a lot of discretion in when and how much of an adjustment you make?
I think the answer to that question is to look at what's going on and whose discretion that belongs to. The discretion belongs to the utility, and the utility, admittedly, in discussions with the department, decided to submit its returns on a monthly basis, which the director encouraged out of courtesy to Cass County so that it wouldn't have to pay $1 million all at once. But that discretion of how and when to file its amended returns belonged to the utility. The director has no discretion to refuse to accept an amended return, refuse to process it once it's submitted by the utility.
But how does that lead to having it automatically to take the money that was paid in error to Cass County?
And I think for that, you look at the statutes that vest authority in the director over the collection and prompt crediting of returns. So you look at the Constitution provision that vests that authority, and then you also look at the statutes. And it might help if we take a close look at the text. So Article 4, Section 15 says the director, quote, shall take custody of non-state funds, and, quote, shall promptly credit it to the fund provided by law for that type of money. And then the statutes further say, and this is section 144.100.4 and 5, corrections to returns may be made by the filer for all matters contained in the return through the process of filing an amended return.
I understand, but I'm not sure you're answering my question about how do you, that's so, now you have to credit Lee Summit with the money. Why does it come directly from Cass County to Lee Summit? What's the authority that's where it comes from?
I think the authority comes from, that's what the amended return directs, that the money should go from one to the other, and the director's required to process that.
But the KCP&L says who should have gotten it, but once it's wrongly paid out, opposing counsel says there's really no mechanism, I think, if you just wrongly pay it to the wrong party, there's no mechanism for getting it back. Is that incorrect? What is the fact, if filing an amended return can't give you authority, or how does it give you authority? I think those are two different questions, aren't they? They can show who should have gotten the money, and then you're obligated to credit Lee Summit with that money, but why does it come from what was paid to Cass County?
Right, so that's the procedural question, whether the director can do it without having judicial review first, or whether judicial review can come afterwards after the director does it. We think that the review should come afterwards by a writ action if there was an error on the merits as to why it was done that way. But we think that the general powers of the department, as well as the provision for accepting and processing amended returns, as well as the director's clear constitutional duty to promptly credit accounts in response to the return, gives the director authority to do that administratively. And of course, if there's an error on the merits, not only would there be a common law writ action, but there are statutorily required audits, both that the director does and that the state auditor does, which in this case worked to identify the error and help get it back to Lee Summit.
Thank you.
As a final note, we would ask this court to realize that this is...
Where would the writ lie? If you were to review this decision after the fact, where would what circuit court would be responsible for reviewing the writ? Would they all have to be filed in Cole County?
If it was against the Director of Revenue, presumably.
Well, who else would it be against? And under your scenario, you said the decision should be reviewable after it's made by writ.
Right.
So you're suggesting instead of the AHC that the Cole County Circuit Court would be the proper place to review all these. And would it be by mandamus or prohibition?
Right. So to take the Two answers. First, under the venue statutes, an action against the heads of state departments is properly venued here, so that would be the correct venue. And then whether it's prohibition or mandamus probably would depend on the nature of what they're trying to get the director to do. If they're trying to get the director not to do it, prohibition. If they're trying to get the director to move the money around, perhaps mandamus, that would depend on the nature of what they're seeking as relief, depending on exactly what the director did.
And in this case, you're suggesting it would be a prohibition?
Well, I think before this day, it would be prohibition. Now, of course, we have the situation where because this court refused to issue a stay, part of the money now has been given back to Lee's Summit. And Cass County, in the reply brief, asked this court to address what should be done if the money did belong to them instead. So perhaps they, in that situation, they would want mandamus to force the director to take it back from Lee's Summit and give it to Cass County. So you could have a hybrid situation.
And to further complicate matters, you're not conceding that they'd be entitled to a writ, because you argued that previously that they were barred, Cass County was barred from pursuing a writ for numerous reasons, but specifically to the Court of Appeals, that they'd been previously denied and there's res judicata. Is that correct?
I'm not sure that res judicata is necessarily appropriate here. It was a new set of amended returns proposed in 2016 just by the nature of how amended returns work. But on the merits, there's no dispute this money belongs to Lee's Summit, and so a writ wouldn't be appropriate for that reason because it's not their money.
And no one reached the merits in the prior one, so writs are not res judicata or collateral estoppel if you don't reach the merits. They just dismissed it because they said a writ was inappropriate. So they didn't reach the merits of the claims there, right?
Right. I mean, you'd have to go into that in a new action, but no matter what, we think a writ would fail on the merits, regardless of if there was some other procedural obstacle here. And moreover, we think, you know, as a precedential matter, the Western District's decision would be incorrect procedurally as precedent because it held that this was a final decision reviewable by the AHC.
And so why is it not? Can you go ahead and explain that? I understand why you think an amended return is not, but why is then the decision based on the amended return to take money from Cass County and give it to Lee's Summit? Why is that not a decision?
I think there are several reasons. You know, the most important thing is the AHC's discretion only exists except where otherwise provided by law. We think here the state constitution provides that these decisions are vested in the director and that the AHC cannot step into the shoes of and take over the decision of the director when the decisions are given to the director to take these actions and these authority. We also would say that it is not a decision as such within the meaning of the statutes. If you look at the context of how a decision is defined in the statutes, you see it refers to an assessment, a refund action, findings, conclusions, the application of some sort of reason to some sort of factual situation. You see that the statute refers to parties to the dispute, and that this case simply is not one of that. And that manifests itself in the fact that you have apparently third parties who can have notice, rights, and standing, which is not the procedure spelled out in the statutes. And we think a decision should be understood in that narrow context rather than any decision in a much broader sense taken out of context. Unless this court has further questions, we note that this decision would potentially require notice rights to the processing of, as a low estimate, 1,600 amended returns per month just in the amended sales tax context alone. That doesn't include bank franchise taxes, cigarette taxes, excise taxes, credit institution taxes, and a variety of other local government taxes, nor does it consider original returns, nor does it consider any sort of state returns. And because the statutes do not draw fine distinctions in this area, potentially this decision controls all of these other areas as well. And for this reason, it's much more efficient to go with the procedures that the law requires for speedy automatic adjustment returns and then judicial review in the courts through a normal process of writs, or if it's a discretionary act, through statutes for that review.
May it please the court. Unless this court has some questions about Lee Summit's position in this matter, I'd like to take a shot at answering one of Judge Stith's questions. The sales tax that we're dealing with in this case is a local sales tax on the domestic utilities under Section 144.032. That was a finding of fact made by the Administrative Hearing Commission. The statute dealing with the powers and responsibilities of the Director of Revenue for sales taxes, local sales taxes, is Section 32.087.6, which states, refers to all functions incident to the administration, collection, enforcement, and operation of the tax. Now, it's our position that implicit within that is the authority to correct errors. And in this particular case, it's my understanding that rather than crediting the money to Cass County and then taking it back and paying it to Lee Summit, that the tax revenue is, you know, collected and then it is held in an account until time for distribution, and at that time it is paid out to Lee Summit and it never goes to Cass County's credit and comes back out. That's what the evidence in the hearing suggested, and I don't think there's any evidence in the record other than, you know, what Mr. Berry is arguing, that it ever goes to Cass County and then gets taken back out and paid over to Lee Summit. It's intercepted and held and paid to Lee Summit. So the argument under Section 67.525 that the appellant has made in this case would seem to be wholly inapplicable.
Who would, under your scenario, under Chapter 32, who would review the decision of the Department of Revenue? If you thought they made a mistake, where do you think the proper place for review would be, under your view?
Well, of course, as I pointed out in my brief, we don't have a dog in that fight, Judge, but I do believe that it would be appropriate for the Administrative Hearing Commission to be the initial point of review. The Western District, I have no problem with their opinion in that regard.
Are you saying they review every amended return?
No, I'm saying that if somebody, if we get in a situation like this and a party like Cass County believes they're aggrieved, then they would have a right to appeal the decision like they did in this case to the Administrative Hearing
and
Commission.
What decision are they appealing? Can a third party appeal the acceptance of an amended return? Well, or are they appealing the decision, further actions of the director?
They're appealing the decision that we're going to take some funds that would otherwise be payable to that party and redistribute it to the party that is owed money to balance the scale.
So the actual movement of the credit, as opposed to the filing of the amended
return. The decision of the director that I'm going to make this correction should be something that's subject to review, because a party like Cass County might think that we've got the wrong amount of money, or for some reason, law of the playground, finders keepers, so we get to keep it. But I think that the director's, the notion that the director's decisions aren't subject to review in a situation like this is not something that, Lee Summit would certainly advocate.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to address what Mr. Cartwright just spoke about, because there's another word here that we've just used that is also not anywhere found in the statutes, and that is intercept. The money that we are talking about is paid pursuant to current sales taxes collected from Cass County residents. I understand the argument that there is general superintendent authority in Chapter 32 over sales taxes by the Director of Revenue, but the local utility sales tax enacted in Section 144.032, that statute expressly refers to the County Sales Tax Act, the range of statutes beginning with Section 67.500, substantially amended in the most recent session, but 525 remains in place, and 525 is a specific statutory requirement and the requirement that the money submitted with the returns be paid pursuant to the statute and into the county sales tax fund is something that we're now hearing that there is the ability to intercept those funds. There is no discretion in any statute for the Director of Revenue to intercept those funds before they get in the account to therefore circumvent the clear provisions of the statute that deal with getting it back by means of a refund if it is improperly paid to Cass County. The County Sales Tax Act is very explicit with what can be done with the money. The statutes governing returns, amended returns, and the payment of tax with those returns, 100 and 180, and then 190, don't give the director that kind of authority. What I'm hearing is a need on the director's part, if that is correct, to get legislation that allows them to do that, that may streamline this process. I don't know. But for now, that's something the General Assembly has not trusted the Director of Revenue to do. And therefore, as things stand, the Director of Revenue is exceeding the statutory jurisdiction that he has to intercept the funds, to redistribute them, or to do any sort of an adjustment with money that is collected from Cass County residents.
If I understand, then your solution would have been that KCP&L applies for a refund.
Correct.
And if it were determined that that refund was owed, it would be paid by your client.
Correct.
All at once and not over 3 years.
I think the Director of Revenue would have authority under the statute, Section 67525, to authorize the refund at that point, if the refund were allowed, to pay it out of the county sales tax fund. The statute does speak to that. But the statute does not otherwise speak to the director's authority to do that, but only upon the successful application and timely application. And that's the issue we have here. If there had been a timely application, when's it filed? There's a 3-year statute of limitations for reasons, and there was never at any point a timely application for a refund filed. So the question of how much money Cass County would have to pay back is very much determined by the timing of the refund. And then, of course, the burden of proof is on the taxpayer, or the remitter, in this case, KCP&L. And so we have a completely different proceeding with completely different remedies and potentially completely different amounts of money if it's done correctly.
And hasn't the statute run here?
It has. It ran probably in 2015. And this is not a secret position on the part of Cass County. It was actually raised in the writ proceedings at the Court of Appeals. And, in fact, that's what the circuit court held. Judge Beatham found that unless and until KCP&L applied for a refund, the director had no jurisdiction to do anything with Cass County's money. Thank you.
Case will be submitted.